just adore martinis. Others love iced tea. In Venice, they all go for Bellinis. But coffee, that's for me. I've tasted every kind of brew at every coffee shop. Some were good and some were great, but this one was the top. There was nothing like the coffee at the Automat. Its aroma and its flavor were supreme. From a silver dolphin spout, the coffee poured right out. Not to mention, at the end, a little spurt of cream. There was nothing like the coffee at the Automat. Nothing fancy or pretentious like today. You have to understand they had no latte grande, no quizzical baristas in your way. There was nothing like the coffee at the Automat. You would find a seat, hang up your coat and hat, and for just a shiny nickel, your taste buds you could tickle with that wonderful, magnificent, unbelievable, awesome coffee at the Automat.
Here we go. I need two all the way. I need a Yankee dog. I need a grease and egg salad sandwich. I need two patty melts. Go ahead and bleed one. Burn one. Know you gotta have something to drink. Need two ice cold orange drinks. Got a dessert coming right behind that. I need two slabs of apple. Go ahead and cotton top them. Scorch them. Give them legs. And wolf them out of here.
That's just for me.
Imagine a pot pie and a fish fry with some cornbread and a ribeye. That could choke a lumberjack. Oh, I'm a little more hungry than that. A picture of T-bone with a calzone and some chicken with a skin on that's been fried in bacon fat. I'm a little more hungry than that.
I just want to make sure you know just who is asking. Are you gonna finish that? Cause girl, I'm not the kind who one time's a buffet and don't go back.
I'm a little more hungry than that.
Think of a peach pie a mile wide with some ice cream piled sky high. That's just a little snack. I'm a little more hungry than that.
If you want a thin man in tight pants with a six pack and a suntan,
girl, you're way off track.
I'm a little more hungry than that. I just want to make sure you know just who is asking. Do these jeans make me look fat? Cause girl, I'm not the kind who one time's a buffet and don't go back.
I'm a little more hungry than that.
Yeah, I'm sure you've heard the words I'm hungry from others who weren't as fat. Cause eating ain't something that I take for granted like a heart attack.
I'm a little more hungry than that. I'm a little more hungry than that.
I'm a little more hungry than that. I'm going for some herb roasted triscuits right now.
Everybody eat, drink, drink, drink. Everybody drink, eat and drink, eat and drink. Another year's complete. Merry Christmas, everybody. Oh,
eat, eat, eat. Everybody eat, drink, drink, drink. Everybody drink, eat and drink, eat and drink. Another year's complete. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ah. I went home last Christmas to visit with my folks. The house was full of voices, music, laughter, jokes. My father was older, my mother was grayer. Even so, I've never seen either of them gayer. The world is sad, and so are they. But once a year I love to hear them say,
eat, 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 everybody eat. Talk, 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 everybody talk.
Shake hands, another year's complete. Merry Christmas, everybody eat. Everybody
eat, 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 eat. Everybody eat. Laugh, 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 everybody laugh.
Kid around and kid around, another year's complete.
Merry Christmas, everybody eat.
Eat, 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 everybody eat. Oh, hug, 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 hug the little kids. Hug and kiss, kiss and hug, tickle baby's feet.
Merry Christmas, everybody eat.
Ah. The world is sad and so are they. But once a year I love to hear them say,
eat, 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 everybody eat. Live, 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 everybody live.
Thank God, another year's complete.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
chicka.
Occasional steak.
Cheetos on my plate. Asparagus tips look yummy, yummy, yummy.
Candy M's inside my tummy.
A collage of good eats. Some snacks, some nice treats.
Apple sauce and some nice red beets.
This is what we snacked on when we're questing.
No second guessing.
I don't eat no ham and eggs.
A doggone turkey. Beef jerky, Slim Jims I eat sometimes. I like lemon and limes. And if not that, I get the roti and the sour something. Sit back, relax, listen to some hip hop.
Gumdrops and gummy bears tease my eyes. A sight for sore ones and so up highs. And other goodies that are filled with goo. With pineapple roots, delectable delights. Controls my appetites. Monsters won't eat right, but I know what I like. Chicken for lunch, chicken for my dinner. Chicken, 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 I'm a finger licking winner. When breakfast time comes, I don't recognize. Pig in the pan or a pair of roguish shots. Pitches new tomatoes, home fried potatoes, or anything with flair. Cook it, I'm in there. Pay attention to the tribe as we impose. This is how it goes.
I don't eat no ham and eggs.
Funk, 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 funk Do you like roast beef?
Yeah, we like roast beef.
Do you like curly fries?
Yeah, we like curly fries.
Do you like horsey sauce?
Yeah, we like horsey sauce.
It can't wait to get a mouthful.
Arby's! Arby's! Arby's!
Arby's, it's good move, move. Can't wait to get a mouthful.
Do you like roast beef?
Fresh, nice roast beef.
Do you like curly fries?
Gotta get the curly fries.
Do you like horsey sauce?
Yeah, we like horsey sauce.
It can't wait to get a mouthful.
This is a federal food fight.
You better know
that
it.
That means we're calling out all you cooks and
what?
Crooks.
You got yeah. This.
On me, my name is Humpty Hump.
This a party
I'm the original
here, baby.
Big Nose rapper, baby.
You better get down,
we
this,
about
baby.
To spray hot food all over this piece. Yeah.
But
here we go.
Fight.
Back in the house for the nine whatever. With the bacon and eggs sandwich. You ain't bringing groceries, G. Your groove is getting rude over records. But can you sling the food like this? You better bite this if you wanna make the people move like this. Chazois a la cheeseburger. Flame broil base. My pickle make your wiggle. You busted. My mustard will wax your whole plate by itself. Not including all my funky condiments. Nod your head to this and duck down. As I commence to lock and load a fresh cantaloupe. Yo, I'm illin'. I'm slinging melons like the felons. I'm slinging dope sacks. So max, but I wouldn't stand too close up in the light. Either bring it or hide, cause it's about to be a food fight. We hit you in the neck with a cheeseburger.
I gotta bring food to the food
yeah,
fight.
Bro. We hit you in the neck with a cheeseburger.
It's classic. Slapping brothers with some lettuce from Jurassic. I counteract it with the shock with ham hocks for brothers who my Tupac. 57 black, two hots, a lot of flow. Fat like hippopotamus. Still caught him, no. In the face with excrements. Meet my testaments. I bring the seasoning, paprika. Eureka for the weaker. And smoke the reefer. Dribble up the funk in the beaker. And guess I'm about to say speaker. It leaks in your ears and years ahead. I went to Japan and they was throwing pork balls. But I'm calling protocols.
You need something for the food fight.
Then we bank you in the neck for the cheeseburger. Come on.
Gotta bring food to the food fight.
Food
yes,
fight.
Get the chicken nugget to your grill.
You need something for the food fight.
Get ready, we're coming fatty with the groceries.
Gotta bring food to the food fight.
Someone should have told you, it ain't over till it's over.
Now if I am what I eat, I hope I ain't a big couchie. Gotta substitute the ouch for the oops. If so, I hate to see my man Donnie-O, he'd be a butthead. Substitute the L for the O. Actually, factually, hella fools I know would be so up. If you want to switch your eight, no flaking. My man Nate would be a plate of bacon. My brother shot popcorn, and my cat would be a rat.
Nah.
My girl's burn would be some super sperm and things. My rich nigga Pac would be a lobster with hot wings. It's quite simple, if true that my temple is wrecked. I'd be some mushrooms and cognac. I'd be a pinto bean gravy, smothered neck bone skrilla. Acre, vanilla wafer, baker, filler. So come on with your food swinging, cause I'm ready. Bring it. Shut up! Sing it.
You need something for the food fight.
Yeah, we hit you in the neck for the cheeseburger.
Gotta bring food for the food fight.
It's like it, the chicken nugget, to your grill.
You need something for the food fight.
Yeah, right.
Groceries. Gotta bring food to the food fight.
Someone should have told you. It ain't over till it's over.
Cappellini, Cupertini, Cappelletti, and two
Down by the mud pools, once upon a time, in the land of the long white cloud, the hungry tribesmen gathered for a meeting, and a warrior spoke to the crowd.
By curry, boys, I had enough of this stuff called Moabone stew. If you want to put some meat into the kai that you've been eating, I got a new soup for you.
I call it Pooha and Pakeha, Pooha and Pakeha. The finest food you could ever wish for. Better than a big nut flaxen dish for Pooha and Pakeha.
Then good Queen Vic sent a fellow with a treaty to the land of the old Kiwi. And Hobson called all the chieftains together and he said, lads, listen to me. Sign the dotted line and we'll all have tea. But one old chief just sat and said, I don't give a hungy for the treaty, your white hungy. You can't get fat on that. Give me some
hoo-ha and pakeha, hoo-ha and pakeha. No fish and chips or cream pavlovas. I want a dish with no leftovers. Hoo-ha and pakeha.
Come on, boys, we just got another one, eh?
I stay. I've fallen in the geyser.
Yeah, you sit there and have a good wash, eh, boy?
Why, that's a capital idea. Never could get a decent bath in the colonies. I say, have you any soap?
Sorry, no soap, Pakeha. Try some pua. Make you smell good, eh?
Oh, drop of the old Tony Colonial, what? Jove, it is getting rather warm in here. I'll cook if I have to stay in here much longer.
Oh, you catch on quick, boy.
Great Scott, so that's your little game, is it? You can't cook me, sir. I'm a cabinet minister.
That's all right, boy. We're not fussy.
Don't want instant soup for a very first course, or a fish that's swimming in parsley sauce. A roast beef, lamb, or chicken, or veal. A TV dinner just doesn't appeal.
You take a little umu and you get it very hot. You catch a little pakeha, you put him in a pot. Cook him all up in your old homebrew. And what do you got? Kiwi stew.
Now that was all a very, very long time ago, in the land of the long white cloud, and the bones of many Utu from the Cape to Tawamutu lie buried in history's shroud. But down where the mud pools bubble and sweep, a traditional dish is made, and many a tourist dropping in for lunch has helped our export trade by trying Pooha and Pakeha, Pooha and Pakeha. The finest food you could ever wish for. Better blad a big flat flaxen dish for Pooha and Pakeha.
You can stick your saveloys, oysters and pies. Give me the food with the flavor surprise.
Pooha and Pakeha.
Chicken. Yummy, yummy chicken. Bawk, bawk, bawk. Bawk chicken. I love chicken, it's so yummy. Gonna eat a lot cause it goes into my tummy. Chicken, chicken, bok bok chicken, I love chicken, bok bok chicken, baka 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 chicken. Grilled or fried, it makes me feel alive. Bok bok chicken, bok bok chicken, bok bok chicken, I love the chicken. Bok bok chicken, bok bok chicken, bok 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 bok.
I blinked. I wasn't trying not to.
I love chicken. Bok 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 chicken. Bok 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 chicken. Bok 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 chicken.
And I'm sober. Ha ha.
You can't buy them at McDonald's, and you won't find them at the A&P. And though some may call them meatballs, they don't come from Italy. Well, they're the only nut I know of that doesn't grow on trees. They call Rocky Mountain oysters, but they never seen the sea. Cause there ain't no oceans down around San Angelo and few mountains to be found. And while you might spy an oyster or two, they're the kind that just hang around. Now I know y'all know that when they butcher a hog, they use everything but the squeal. But did you know at this very moment they're cooking his sex appeal? Rocky Mountain oysters ain't chicken of the sea. They don't have 31 flavors, no, just one or two or three. In Maine you can't eat lobster or have shrimp in New Orleans. But a Rocky Mountain oyster is a Southwest delicacy. Well, they have unusual growing habits of which you might not be aware. Like they always grow where the sun don't go, and they usually come in pairs. You'll find them on cattle, hogs, and sheep, and others of that ilk. And if you don't find what you're looking for, you usually will find milk. But did you ever wonder why them animals raise such a din? Like how come hogs grunt so much, and what eggs on a hen? Do you want to know why a rooster crows and why a steer goes moo? Well, you'd grunt and cackle and beller and bawl if they fried that part of you. Rocky Mountain oysters ain't chicken of the sea. They don't have 31 flavors, no, just one or two or three. In Maine you can't eat lobster or have shrimp in New Orleans. But a Rocky Mountain oyster is a Southwest delicacy. Now this song ain't supposed to make you sad. It shouldn't do that at all. And I sure do hope it don't make nobody sick and have to take Pepto-Bismol. But don't think about the lambs and the calves and the pigs that'll never be. Just try to imagine what them animals would say if they could talk to you and me.
Rocky Mountain oysters, I'm sure that they taste fine. I don't care if you eat them, but why'd you have to eat mine? Why don't you stick to frog legs, mushrooms, and other stuff? There's gotta be something that tastes so good, but doesn't quite hurt so much.
Rocky Mountain oysters ain't chicken of the sea. They don't have 31 flavors, no, just one or two or three. In Maine you can't eat lobster or have shrimp in New Orleans. But a Rocky Mountain oyster is a Southwest delicacy. Here's a Rocky Mountain oyster is a Southwest delicacy.
Oh,
I want a french fry your potato.
Oh, baby, 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 won't you pluck my grapes? Won't you peel my banana like a pack of wild eggs? I'm your food in you and oh, guy. Your food in you and oh, guy. Huh! Baby, 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 you got honey to melon. Baby, 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 can you see my broccoli swelling? Oh, baby, 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 I want to taste your watercress. I want to slip my celery stick up the back of your dress. I'm your food in your window, guy. Your food in your window, guy.
Oh, what will it take? Don't go so soon. You'll miss my carrot cake.
And my cream of mushroom. Oh, baby, baby, baby. My jalapeno red hot. Baby, baby, baby. I want to stop all the cabbage you got.
Love your food in you and no guy. Food in you and no guy.
Until you're sitting in the pail. The pomegranate blues are gonna do me in. Cause I found out just now life's got no recycled bin. I'm munching on a pomegranate, staring off into space. And maybe I'll get myself a star fruit. Or just sit here and maybe make a stupid face like this one. Maybe get it, get it, get it.
All right. Good evening. Good morning. Welcome to the Bitslap Diner. And today we're serving free for all food all day long. So pull up a chair, grab a fork, and dig in, okay? We just had the first course. There's more to follow. We began with something from Mel Brooks, At the Automat, from a film of his called it's called The Automat. Which is streaming and stuff. I haven't seen it, but maybe someday I will. A Little More Hungry Than That was Cletus T. Judd. Danny Kaye. That Danny Kaye. Yes, Eat, Eat, Eat. The Salad Song. Wasn't that silly? That was the Yamaha Music Foundation. Okay, nobody wanted to take credit for it, so they all took credit for it. Okay. The Tribe Called Quest. Ham and Eggs. Do you like Arby's? That was Parry Gripp. And Nathan Mazur. I want my Arby's back. They took my Arby's away a couple of years ago. The guy retired, so I don't blame him. But, there's no Arby's around. I'm not going to starve to do that. I've lost 40 pounds since I've been here. This is getting serious. Winter's coming. And, you know, McRibs will only last for so long. We heard from Digital Underground, Food Fight, rest in peace, Humpty Hump, or Shock G, whatever you want to call him, Power Salad, Italian Food. Speaking of food fight, they do a lot of fighting in my belly. They've done a lot of epic battles. Hoo-ha and Pakiha was Rod Durrett. Our old friend Biggie Dude. I love chicken. I do too. Can't get enough. I don't know. Rocky Mountain Oysters. Could do without it, but I've never had them, so I don't know. Bill Smallwood. Let's see. Lil Johnson. Sam the Hot Dog Man. Adam Sandler. Your food innuendo guy, baby. I could do that for you. And the pomegranate blues from Power Salad back again. All right, second course is about to begin. Make room, because it's a big one.
One meatball. You get no bread with one. dum da di dum di ba da 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 di ba da di 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 da 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 di di da da di ba da di ba da 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 ya ba da 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 ya ba da 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 di ba da da di ba da di ba da da di da 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 we ba da da we ba da 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 ba da ba de ba da de ba de da 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 ba da 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 Juanita was all and well in his dreams. Here's that call. You get no bread with a Juanita. Juanita. And a Juanita. Oh, well, you get no bread with a Juanita.
Oh, well, the matzo balls, gefilte fish, best old dish I ever, ever had. Now, matzo balls and gefilte fish makes you order up an extra dish. Matzo balls, gefilte fish, really, really, really very fine. Now, you put a little horseradish on it and make it very mellow, because it really knocks you right on out. Order up an extra dish. Matzo ball, gefilte fish. With a little horseradish on the side. Makes it mellow, makes it jello, mellow as a jello boy. Horseradish with matzo ball. Matzo ball stew.
I like beef. It's good, mi amigo, can't you see? I like beets in my tacos and my burrito. I like beets better than tomatoes. Oh, yes, mucho gracias. They taste good. I like beets, can't you see? They're sweet. Red beets are like my heart and soul and body. They're in my blood. They're in my mind. Red beets make me feel fine. Mucho gracias. Mucho gracias. Mucho gracias. It's good. Australia, but beets and their Subway sandwiches too. Beets, they're healthy and good for you. Beets, buy them, eat them, enjoy them, love them. Beet juice, better than orange juice. Makes you healthy too. Beets, taste unique. Beets are good, make you be healthy. You never get a blood pressure when you take beets. They're not sweet, but they're good for you, can't you see? I love beets. I love red beets better than tomatoes. Beets, tasty and good.
Oh, yes, you see.
Red beets. Beets, I love you. Red beets, mucho gracias. Red beets.
Yes, señorita.
Better than carrot juice. Got me healthy. Stay in focus, too.
Make me some beets, you need.
I like beets. Make me beets.
Stop eating them onions, onions, onions. Now me and my gal joined the hot rod race because she liked to ride so fast. Before we got halfway around the bend, she jumped up and shouted again. Oh, onions, onions, you've been eating onions. Onions, onions, please stop eating them onions, onions, onions. Now we raced all day and we raced all night, and just before it got daylight, she reached over to me and then said, you've been eating them onions. Oh, onions, onions, you've been eating onions. Onions, onions, please stop eating them onions, onions, onions. Terrible pace. I looked over and I noticed her face. Sweat was a seeping through her skin. I said, have you been eating them onions? Oh, onions, onions, you've been eating onions. Onions, onions, please stop eating them onions, onions, onions. Now we got home about 6 o'clock, and just before that we got stopped, she reached over, hit me on the chin, said, let's stop eating them onions. Oh, onions, onions, let's stop eating them onions. Onions, onions, we've stopped eating them onions, onions, onions.
It tastes so good, just like it should. It tastes so fine, don't you touch mine. It's pink and brown, it's all around. I like it so, not for average Joe. The fun part about getting the cud is getting it from the cow. Woo-hoo! It tastes like crud, you find it in the mud. It's thicker than blood, I love my cud. Buy it from me, get it caffeine free. It's what I want, find it on the lawn. Here's a few flavors, consider it a favor.
Orangey
orange,
raspberry red, lemony purple, and new fluorescent violet berry.
Silly Douglas, that is real apples.
I want it now, just super sound. I need it bad, it tastes so rad. Oh, give me more, or I'll be sore. I need it.
I want it. Give it to me.
Ow!
Sugar-free cud.
No chewing gum and crust, man.
It's not gum, man, it's cud.
That's what I throw. Floating there,
just for me.
Neville, are you eating salamanders in bed?
No, Mother, it's a nude fruit. And
well, carry on then, carry on.
The guy from PEI, they used to call Potato. He met this young Leamington, Ontario tomato. But he had eyes for other girls, and she was a little mushy. So they said, well, let's get wed, there's no sense being fussy. Big size French fries, how they love tomatoes. So dress them up with Heinz ketchup, ketchup loves potatoes. Ketchup loves potatoes. Well, he went down to Windsor Town to buy a ring on Monday. Saturday they said, okay, we'll cut the cake on Sunday. But Sunday came and what a shame, they had no one to fetch it. Without a cake they just sat and ate potato chips and ketchup. Big size French fries, how they love tomatoes. So dress them up with Heinz ketchup. Ketchup loves potatoes. Ketchup loves potatoes. And so this guy from PEI, they used to call Potato. He's got two boys and a little girl, two spuds and one tomato. They romp and run around Leamington, and boy, when they get hungry, the bottle drips all over the chips way down in the ketchup country. Big size French fries, how they love tomatoes. So dress them up with Heinz ketchup. Ketchup loves potatoes. Ketchup loves potatoes.
Sweeping the parking lots all over the nation. And the name of this dance is a Cheese Boogie Deluxe. And it's an easy dance to do the Cheese Boogie Deluxe. All you gotta do is get your car and go down to the drive-in. Go down to the drive-in, you pull into the parking lot, you order yourself up some burgers and shakes and fries. You wait till a little girl in a short skirt comes over to bring you your food. You pay her the money, you reach out of the window, you try to cop a meal or something. And then you get that food, you get out of your car. You against the front of your car in the parking lot of the drive-in. And you're watching those hot cars drive by, and you're watching those tough chicks and grooving to that boss jocks on top 40 radio and scarfing down that hot food. And you're going to do the Cheese Boogie Deluxe. And the Cheese Boogie Deluxe is easy to do. It's simplicity itself. Anybody can do it. All you got to do the Cheese Boogie Deluxe in the parking lot of the drive-in is just shake your buns. I'm going down to the drive-in in my white socks and tux. I'm going to stand in the parking lot and do the Cheese Boogie Deluxe. I'll have a Big Mac, a Bully Shack, a Big Cheese Grizzly, a Burger Sham, a Burger King, a Dairy Queen Sizzle, White Castle, Wesson, Swimming Little, Big Four, Whataburger, Old Joe's New. I'm going to put on my tux and do the Cheese Boogie Deluxe. I'll try the hip bone burger or the tasty breeze or the Doggy D or Broadway Joe's double cheese. Julius Burger, Quat Burger, Red Barnes bun. British Burger, Franken Burger, don't forget the little bun. Put on your tux, and the Cheese Boogie Deluxe. Right. I'll try the Hearty Husky, In-N-Out, or Burger King, Whopper, Friendly Fritz, Milky Way, Top Scott, the Topper. There's Neiman's, A&W, and Hobo Joe's. Burger and Shake, even try Chino's. Put on your tux, and the Cheese Boogie Deluxe. Tomatoes and spas, relish and some bacon and some chili on top. With lettuce and mayo, we just won't stop. But you're wearing your tux, you're gonna do the Cheese Boogie Deluxe. Right. You have a thick milkshake and an order of fries and an order of rings and a large fried pie. Finish in potato salad, Dr. Pepper, Coke, potato salad, corn chips, then you're broke. But you gotta show yups, you're the Cheese Boogie Deluxe. Burger, hamburger,
I write to you for the last time from my deathbed. Oh, dear mother, my health is gone. I'm fading fast, and I fear I'll not recover. I've lost 100 pounds, my hair, my sight, and this illness had its nexus. The day I judged the red hot chili cook-off in Jalapeno, Texas. As you know, in Tennessee, you fed us normal things. Yeah, like Tabasco seasoned barbecue and spicy chicken wings. But I've got a friend down here in Texas who's a chili cook-off judge. And on the day of the statewide cook-off, he lay sick and could not budge. I'm sicker than a dog, he said. You'll have to take my place. All you do is pick the chili you like after giving them all a taste. So, of course, I did what I had to do to help out my old friend. But that decision ruined my life and brought me to this sorry end. Do not eat Texas chili, Mama, or you will surely die. Don't even mention Texas chili to me. I will tell you why. Just the thought will fire up memories that will wreck my solar plexus. Of the day I judged the red hot chili cook-off in Jalapeno, Texas. They led me to the judge's stand and sat me in my place. Put 3 bowls of chili in front of me, just to sample, just to taste. Number 1 was dragon's breath, and it had such a nice aroma. I took a big old bite that nearly slipped into a coma. Oh, sweet Lord, what is this stuff? My uvula's on fire. My ears are ringing and my nose is running and my feet are starting to perspire. Then number 2 was called flamethrower, and it was not misnamed. 1 taste, my eyes, ears, nose, and throat all shot out long blue flame. Help somebody, call 911. I don't think I can breathe. I can't seem to catch my breath, and all I can do is wheeze. Then I heard somebody screaming uncontrollably. I turned to see who it was, and Lord have mercy, it is me. The winner was simply Charlie's Chili. Sounded innocent enough, but it knocked me backwards off the stand with 1 taste of the stuff. I got up running, looking for a doctor or an ice cold bottle of water. I downed a keg of beer and 6 snow cones, and it only made me hotter. It's been a year now, and I can only sip a smoothie now and then. If I try some solid food, the flames flare up again. I'm galled and burned and blistered from my mouth down to my colon. And what little skin that's left at all is inflamed and badly swollen. So I write to you, dear mother, just to say goodbye. And to warn you and the family of 1 thing before I die. Do not eat Texas chili. It'll put you in the ground. And even if you should survive, you won't be able to sit down. Do not eat Texas chili, Mama, or you will surely die. Don't even mention Texas chili to me, and I will tell you why. Just the thought will fire up memories that'll wreck my solar plexus. Other day I judged the red hot chili cook-off in Jalapeno, Texas.
Hi, I'm Bobby Bilari. I'd like some Raisinettes and some Tootsie Rolls. I'd like an Orange Whip and a box of Cracker Jacks. I'll have a tamale.
I'm Bobby Bilari.
Is that Space Age pizza ready?
Uh-huh, it sure is. What do you want on your pizza?
Wait a minute. minute. I'll have a hamburger. No, wait. Give me a burrito.
Sure.
And I'll have a box of bonbons. I'd like an ice cream sandwich, an Eskimo pie, some licorice whips.
Okay.
Give me a bag of M&M's, some Milk Duds. I'd like a Butterfinger. I'd like a Coke. Wait, you have to just have Pepsi, right?
No, we have Diet Dr. Pepper.
I'll have a Diet Dr. Pepper. I'd like some Reese Cups and Hershey bars. How much is that?
Oh, about $87.
$87?
Uh-huh.
That's crazy. It's a restaurant. Jeez.
Uh-huh.
Now the owner told the counter girls, yeah, you've got to let that popcorn pop. Hey, the popcorn in that popper, it's got to shake up to the top. The shaky drove his Cadillac. He went cruising up the hill. Old Milk Duds were a sticking there to his radiator grill.
Bobby don't like it,
no.
Lock up the snack bar, lock the snack bar.
Bobby don't like it.
Lock up the snack bar, lock the snack bar.
He said, generate more profits. You got to turn up that speaker sound.
Hot dog, pizza, Pepsi. Well done, you popcorn hounds.
But the popcorn that they brought out in that cardboard paper drum with cheap butter flavoring got oil on my thumb. When I went to the bathroom to wash my hands, I began to wail.
Bobby don't like it. Lock up the snack bar. Lock the snack bar. Bobby don't like it. Lock up the snack bar. Lock the snack bar.
Intermission at concession. Oh, they really pack them in. Rubber hot dogs and burritos.
Space age pizza in a tin.
Does the van change direction? We saw that pizza pie. The crowd caught a whiff. I thought for sure we'd die.
Bobby don't like it. Lock up the snack bar. Lock the snack bar. Bobby don't like it.
No, no.
Lock up the snack bar. Lock the snack bar.
Here's my call to all you moviegoers. I say, don't blow your hard-earned pay. Cause there's ants between the raisinets. Down the snack bar way. So the next time that you hear the drive-in speaker blare,
the snack bar is now closing.
Don't race to get up there. Better save your change for intestinal care. You're gonna need a Rolaid.
Bobby don't like it. Lock up the snack bar, lock the snack bar. Bobby don't like it.
Thinks it's not kosher.
Lock up the snack bar, lock the snack bar. Bobby don't like it.
Fundamentally convenient.
Lock up the snack bar, lock the snack bar. Bobby don't like it. Lock up the snack bar.
Shake and potato chips.
Mmm, them dogs.
Just a few steps up the street, turn in at the white gate, up the red brick steps and down the hall through those swinging doors, and into that peanut parlor, better known as Katie's Kitchen. And here she is, Katie Forbes.
And here's a delicious little dessert called Peanut Butter Marbles. Here's the recipe for 24 pieces. You'll need 1 1/3 cups of shredded coconut, 1 10 1/2 ounce can of tomato rice soup, 1 10 1/2 ounce can of Manhattan-style clam chowder, 1/4 cup of peanut butter. You'll need 1 1-pound can of cut green beans, 1 tablespoon of vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon of Lee and Perrins Worcestershire sauce, and 1/2 teaspoon of caraway seed. Mix the ingredients thoroughly and take up the mixture by teaspoonfuls and mold into small balls. Chill in the refrigerator until firm. Wishing you peanut butter marbles at their most, this has been Katie Forbes in Katie's Kitchen.
Katie's Kitchen is brought to you by this station and the Lee and Perrins Company.
C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-E-M-I-L-K. Chocolate milk. C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-E-M-I-L-K. Chocolate milk. Oh, who will fetch me some cocoa beans? I will, oh, I just woke up from a dream. I was sipping chocolate milk. Who will fetch me some heavy cream? I will, I just woke up from a dream. I was sipping chocolate milk. Oh, I was blowing bubbles through my straw. Oops, I spilled chocolate milk all over you, honey. Who will fetch me my limousine? I will, oh, we can recline in the back seat sipping chocolate milk. Do-de-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, who'll fetch me my magazines?
I will.
Boys, I need something to clean up all this chocolate milk. And who'll fetch my amphetamines?
I will,
because I might want to stay up all night sipping chocolate milk or hours blow in bubbles through my straw. Oops, I spilled chocolate milk all over you, honey. Who'll fetch me my limousine?
I will.
Oh, we can recline in the back seat sipping chocolate milk. O-O-O-C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-E-M-I-L-K. Chocolate milk. O-C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-E-M-I-L-K. Chocolate milk. Dilly-da, da da di da 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 da. Daddy, chocolate milk. You drink it.
You want a Danish? No, I just ate. I've just eaten. Don't like, I want some bread up front. Oh, bread up front? You want a sandwich? Have a Danish. Want a sandwich? Have a sandwich. Have a seat. Have a seat. Have a sandwich. Have a Danish.
Yes, I am. I was made by the cookie man. On my way from the cookie pan, little piece broke off of me. Little piece broke off of me. A little piece broke off of me. But I can taste just as good as a regular cookie can. I'm a little chocolate bar, I am. I was made by the chocolate man. On my way from the chocolate stand, I got a little bend in me. Got a little bend in me. I got a little bend in me. But I can taste just as good as a regular chocolate bar can. I'm a little Tootsie Roll, I am. I was made by a Tootsie Man. On my way from Tootsie Roll Land, I got a little twist in me. Got a little twist in me. I got a little twist in me. But I can taste just as good as a regular Tootsie Roll can. I'm a little gumdrop, yes I am. I was made by a gumdrop man. On my way from the sugar can, got a little dent in me. Got a little dent in me. I got a little dent in me. But I can taste just as good as a regular gumdrop can. I'm a little cookie, yes I am. I was made by a cookie man. On my way from the cookie pan, little piece broke off of me. Now I ain't as round as I might be, but I'll taste good, just wait and see. And I can love back twice as hard as any regular cookie can.
right. So I hereby declare this holiday season to be underway. Where I'm sitting, it's Black Friday. Where you're sitting, it's Black Friday. Maybe. Probably Icky Saturday. Anyway, I've done my share to spread the Christmas spirit over the years. I turn you all loose to do it all for me this year, okay? Please, somebody. Anyway, we started with Dave Van Ronk, One Meatball. Matzo Balls was Slim Gaylord and his Flatfoot Bluegee Boys. David Liebehart, I like Beats. I love that song. That's really great stuff. Onions from the Farmer Boys. Archbishop Jason Polland, and that was Cud. I haven't had any Cud in a while. Ketchup Song was Stompin' Tom Connors. Usic Music Company, and that was the Cheese Boogie Deluxe. Red Hot Chili Cook-Off from Ray Stevens. Always a story from Ray. Lock Up the Snack Bar, an old Dr. Demento favorite from Bobby Bolari and The Clash. Got to give them credit, right? Milkshake and Potato Chips was Bob Marley. Let's see. We had a visit to Katie's Kitchen. Vomitorium on the left, please. Okay. Biggie Do It Again. I love Nutella. I don't. I've never really had it, but it's just too icky and sweet for me. Chocolate Milk. That I can deal with. That was the two-man gentleman band. And a little piece of Van Morrison's unrequited love for his record company. Want a Danish? And Larry Penn. I'm a little cookie. Okay, so that does it for me this week. I got a few more coming for you, a couple of little after-dinner mints, if you were. And I'll see you next week, heading down the holiday spirit, if we can find some, okay? So I'll see you next week. Did I say that? Oh, okay, I did. Well, all right, I'll see you next week then.
Turkeys and lots of great food, but right now I'm not in the mood. In fact, I'm nauseous because the turkey that my mom cooked for Thanksgiving is jumping round and wiggling on my plate. Ugh. The turkey that my mom cooked up is living. It's times like these I wish I never ate. Well, it's wading through the black-eyed peas and swimming through the yams and yelling out, don't eat me, please, don't you give a damn who I am. Oh, the turkey that my mom cooked up is living. And it's times like this I wish I'd ordered ham. Oh, this is really gross. You would not believe it. The turkey that my mom cooked up is speaking. I thought that when you cooked them, they were dead. But now all my fat relatives are freaking because they realize they won't be fed. Well, I'm sure the pilgrims and the Indians must have had a fit when Thomas Turkey flipped right out and broke loose from his spit. Oh, the turkey that my mom cooked for Thanksgiving is living, yet it's funny that nobody gives a shh. Now there's more to the story. Now it's getting gory. The turkey that my mom cooked in the kitchen is running all around without a head. Now everyone is fainting, gee how bitchin'. And my dog, he's got him cornered on the bed. Well, he picked him up with his big teeth and dropped him in the pot. He's cooking now on broil hound meat, but hungry now I'm not. Turkey that my mom cooked for Thanksgiving has made this great Thanksgiving day a dread. No more will I eat turkey that is living. Instead, I'll stick to Swanson's cooking. Good old-fashioned Swanson's cooking. Good old-fashioned Swanson's cooking bags. Swanson's cooking bags.
Two triple cheese side order of fries.
Give thanks or die.